Innovation is Ashley.
Hey, DI family, it's Tosh.
Hey, guys, it's Nikki.
What's up? So we here, we're going to be talking about the last season of Power. The season finale episode. We finally know who killed Ghost. And I was right. I said it was Tariq.
Ash, definitely.
And I said that before the episode leaked.
Yo, I said that like 6-7 months ago. Exactly. Okay. Who was gonna rise up? Tariq about to be the king.
Tariq did it.
See, and I didn't think it was Tariq. I actually thought it was Tommy.
Yo.
So yeah. So I was off.
That's all right.
Definitely on that one. But I will say that the way they tied each story together, the way they took those last 5 episodes. I thought that was pure genius. I felt like at some points I kept saying, did I see this already? Because it was kind of like, what's going on? I thought I'd seen this already.
Yes.
But, you know, it really made you think. I thought it was well written. Freaking amazing.
I feel like it was too stretched out.
Oh.
That's just me. You know, we watched it. We watched it.
I know, right? And I was like, well, what?
We watched it together. And I'm not going to lie. It was a good 5 episodes. But I was like, we didn't need to wait a few months for this. You could have finished this. You could have went straight into September and just gave us this at the end of September. Oh, and all that. I was like, what was the need? Like,
I don't know. I kind of disagree in the sense to where, like, I think, like, the point was is that they knew where they were going with it, and you just needed to kind of, like, sit with those characters a little bit more. Like, for me, I needed to be reminded, and I don't even care. Like, I feel like a lot of people going to come for me because they may not have the opinions that I have about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tasha. Can't I rock her. With Tasha. I need to be reminded that I like Tasha's character that much. So when what happened to her, I was devastated.
Bird, lock her up, throw away the key.
I felt bad too. No.
What you feel bad for? What you feel bad for? Niggas is out here trying to live that. Niggas trying to be a kingpin wife. This nigga trying to change his ways and give you a better life, a safe life, a legal life. You understand what I'm saying? Give you the same, you know, the desires and the wants that you need. Tasha is a true definition of something that you do not want.
Tasha,
when it comes to Tasha, what's the shorty that he killed?
Positives. No.
What positive was it?
But
I'm not talking about Lakeisha. I'm talking about the nigga that the girl that he cheated with.
Oh, you talking about
Angela, my good sis Angela. Angela and minus Angela coming and being a side chick. I really don't agree with that. I don't agree with side chicks. But outside of that, Angela and Tasha would be Melania Trump. Angela would be Michelle Obama.
Stop.
Tasha's a herb. A herb. But what was you going to say, Tasha? Can't stand Tasha ruined it all.
I feel like you...
I disagree.
You pointed out the negative.
Tell me two positives.
And Tasha.
Tell me two positives.
I believe the positives were that she, in a tough, tight, high-pressure situation, she fucking reacts properly.
Talk about it.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I feel like
yeah, some people will
Tasha is not ride or die. If that's ride or die, I don't want that. I do not want that because now I gotta get ghetto because like what Tasha okay first off anybody who thinks that it's okay like all right you start messing with this nigga here drug dealer we all know when you're young you know because they start messing around when they're young you got a little drug dealer boyfriend it's exciting you understand what I'm saying oh I'm gonna pay you for the day you don't gotta work today call out I'm gonna pay you for the day like oh my god this is exciting you get excited you understand what I'm saying like oh you got a gun in the car it's exciting when you're young you understand what I'm saying when you turn 30 plus you have 3 kids, okay? You got the baby who you're never around. So it's like, honey, I want to open up. What is the truth? Okay, truth is going to pop. This nigga rubbing elbows with people. You understand? People with money. You understand? People are jealous of this man having truth. They don't even know about the drugs yet. You understand? What was the white guy that ended up putting Tariq in the school at the end? I don't remember his name, but that guy. He didn't even know about the drugs. Obviously, he was assuming like, yeah, this nigga's a drug dealer because I never heard of you. Now you're just big. Like, well, you got this huge nightclub, so... They suspected something, but they did not know. So he's rubbing elbows with with people who got bank. So the money is going to continue to come in. It's not like he said, I'm going to get out the game and I'm going to go work at McDonald's. No. I'm going to get out the game and we're going to continue to live. Y'all live in a penthouse. I feel like Tariq is a bastard. He's a terrible child. You are an inconsiderate loser. He makes me so mad. I just don't get it. Don't get him. No. Niggas attract. Like, niggas want to start acting up. No, you done got Raina killed. You got Raina killed. You popped your father.
His father's been lying to him.
He was 12 years old.
It doesn't matter.
He did not need to know that. You don't need
your father to be your father and be honest, be truthful.
If my dad.
All the while, your father is painting this picture like he's perfect and he's not.
He wasn't painting a picture that he was perfect. It's just that to me, Tariq didn't know that. You don't need to know that I'm selling drugs. You just need to know that right now you are living a life that people would kill for. You need to go to school. Okay. You need to get an education. You need to go to college. You need to mind your business. Ash,
but you're not taking into account, you're not taking into account that there's something very unique mm-hmm. about being genuine. And when a child reaches a certain age, I agree, kids don't need to know everything by any means.
But to me, all right,
when a child gets to be a certain age,
yes,
what they're looking for you, looking from to you to receive, mm-hmm. is they want transparency and they need honesty and they need truth and they need a sense of genuineness.
And agree.
And when that kid is not able to get that, it's going to turn them away. Plus, not to mention the environment. See, the thing with Ghost is, I get you. Mm-hmm. He was trying to do X, Y, and Z. But the point is that even though you're trying to do X, Y, and Z, you're still accountable for what your actions are. Yeah. And you're accountable to the reality that you've created. Ghost wanted to escape that world without having accountability.
And his
accountability fell on his wife and his kid. Yeah. And you didn't want to live those consequences, and you wanted to be the only one that skated off. The reason why I disagree with you mostly when it comes to Tasha is because you see a character that developed. Yeah. She's the only character that developed into being selfless. She started very selfish. I'll give you that.
You're right.
But when you see her character progress, it ended up being all about her son. She went under, and the last thing she said to her child was, go live your life. Exactly. She progressed into the only selfless character.
Yeah.
Ghost progressed into a selfish character, and that's why
but
should have died.
To convince
I'm so happy
that
they shot that motherfucker.
No, I definitely not. But to me, but then you're gonna hate me for that too. Because to me, yeah, nigga, you going to jail. I'm not taking no credit for what you did. Stop trying to be something that you are not. You are not. He did not create. They all created that monster. They all created that monster. First of all, when Tariq really, we got to remember from the beginning, when Tariq really started to become nosy, he was in too deep. Tariq really only started to care about what is Ghost really doing when the nigga 50 Cent came out. Once Kanan came up and Kanan started telling him, your pops is a fraud, your pops is this, your pops is that. So then that already shows that you're a disloyal little nigga because you're not even believing what your father is saying. It doesn't matter if your father, he was protecting him. Why would any man or any woman or any grown adult tell their 16-year-old child, listen, truth is a cover-up. I move weight. Lots of it. No. I'm shooting niggas all day. I'm killing niggas all the time. That's not something that you tell a child. That nigga wanted to know too much. He was in too deep. And I felt like, to me, Tariq was not to be trusted. Tasha wasn't to be trusted either, because you sleeping with the little nigga at the beginning. You sleeping with Kanan's son at the beginning. So before Ghost even met Angela and started cheating, she was already popping off the nigga in the car.
She wasn't.
It was at the beginning.
He wasn't smashing
Angela yet. She
was not sleeping with him.
When did Sean die?
She was flirting with him.
And she was opening up her legs and showing. That's the Timmy. So that's not cheating?
I mean, no,
it's not.
Oh my God.
That is cheating.
Tasha's a hoe.
She didn't actually commit the
physical act, but to me, you was on your way there, and you're doing it in a car that you didn't even pay for. So you're being disrespectful. You're doing that with Ghost Worker, okay? I hired him. You didn't hire him, Tasha. and you ain't paying for this car. It don't matter if you held me down. She's terrible. And then for you at the end to try to teach this nigga Tariq how to be the biggest drug dealer because you feel like he's already lost. Come on. This nigga got his sister killed. He killed his pops. He's a terrible little bastard. I cannot stand him. I like him as a person. I like him as a person. And I actually really like Natari as a person. But their characters on the show. Come on. Tasha popped Lala, which I think she should have died too. But I don't think Tasha should have did it.
You don't shoot your right hand.
I think
Tasha can't be trusted.
I think she violated, you know what I'm saying, in several instances. But I feel like in that life, if I found out that my son was moving major weight and he does not know what he's doing, but he's going to continue to do it, and I have the skill set to set this nigga up, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't want you learning from somebody else that you can't trust. I'd rather you learn from me, and you know you can trust me, and you know I'm not going to do no shasty shit to you, and you're going to get this shit done right. Ultimately, everybody knows that living that life, only two things are the outcome.
Yeah.
Yep. Death and prison. So we know that. So if she's willing to ride the train as long as she did with Ghost, and now she's going to continue that gravy train with her son, you might as well put the nigga in position to win for as long as he's going.
And I definitely understand that. But this is another thing that we got to pay attention to. Tariq is still not to be trusted. Because if Tariq would have been honest and said, when I went upstairs to change my clothes like you told me to, I seen a detective in there come in. And I seen him pick up, what did he do? He picked up a gun?
He picked up the gun
and then he dipped. He never told his mom that. So she was under the impression of, yo, we got to cover this up. Now you disloyal, like she's so disloyal. Now you're going to go to the guy who has nothing to do with this, that he's trying to help you and protect you and love on you, you gonna go set him up?
That's
what I'm saying. Tariq is still not to be trusted, because if Tariq was a real one, he would have said, yo, I covered it because I seen him come in and I seen him touch the gun, so he's gonna let us go. She would have never tried to plant the gun in a boyfriend's house and set him up. If anybody thinks that is okay and that she's ride or die because she tried to set up a nigga that's trying to love her and treat her right,
man, got you,
for her son, that's not ride or die. You're a sleazeball. Like, she's terrible. She's terrible.
The thing with this show that I feel like I really appreciated is the fact that it showed that not any path is straight.
No.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody in that is wrong.
Now,
there's things that I can rock with certain people, and that's why I say, like, at the end of the day, I do like Tasha's character.
Gotcha.
I don't agree with what she did to old boy.
No.
But at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, if it comes down to your new boo or your son, All day long, you're rocking with your kid.
You're
going to do some
rocking
stuff.
Exactly.
That's that lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah, she should choose a child, but she shouldn't have did it that way. She did that wrong. The only real ones on the show was a nigga Too Big and Tommy. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I would have to agree.
Everybody else was asleep. Like, I don't disagree that Ghost died. He was real cocky. He was But we gotta be honest though. Some of the people that he was coming at, he had the right to. Like, the nigga wrote Timmy. I would have definitely disrespected him because he's disrespectful. You know that you can't trust him. Lorenz Tate's character, I definitely would have disrespected him. But to me, like, Tariq killing him, I really don't think Tariq should have been the one to do it.
Nah, I don't think
you understand. Like, I feel like Tariq really
Tommy,
like,
was in position to do that shit.
And Tommy and you've seen Tommy ended up changing
Tommy
his mind.
Tommy and Tasha would have been the only niggas that would have really been in position to do that. I feel like definitely no one else should have been able to do that.
Nah.
Like, for everybody who was actually going to the club, the only two people
that was the
should
only
have just
one.
Been Tasha and Tommy.
It was,
and then
so
it turned out
personal.
That they didn't even do it.
Yeah, it was so personal to have him have Tariq do it, and I you know what, I feel like that's the ultimate betrayal, though, to be honest with you. He was trying to get his son to confess. I think personally that is the ultimate betrayal.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nah, little nigga, you going to jail.
I'm wilding.
I'm telling you, listen, I told you, okay, you live in a penthouse, okay, a penthouse in Manhattan, okay, you go to a very nice school, you got your sister killed. It's because of you. It wasn't me. They didn't kill Raina because Ghost was a drug dealer. They didn't kill Raina because mommy has been cheating on your pops. And now that this nigga, you know, rekindled his love with his real love, now she tight. Niggas killed Raina because of you, Tariq. You're gonna have to take that charge. Be a man, nigga. And listen, I'm going into office. We're not gonna get you. You're not going to jail. You're gonna do a little 5-year probation. Once you do your little 5-year probation, you go on ahead of school. You go straight and narrow. 1 year after you graduate, yeah, you see, good.
He couldn't guarantee that that was going
to happen. He couldn't guarantee it, but I'm telling you, he could not guarantee it, but the way that that lady was riding his coattail, not the girl that liked him, the white lady who wanted him to run with her, would have made that happen. I'm telling you, she would have made it happen. She would have made it happen. Yeah. We all know when you rubbing elbows and you friends with people in the courts, it don't matter what they did. You gonna be able to get off. Now you're not gonna get off scot free, but we could do a little probation, a little 500 hours of community service.
Yeah.
There you go. But come on, little Reeky Reek, I think Tariq needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail.
And
Tasha needs to go too.
Tariq needs to go to jail.
And Tasha needs to go too.
He's seen ghosts do so much stuff and always get away scot free. They said it throughout the whole show. Is that Ghost never had his accountability. Never. He never suffered any consequences for all the grimy things that he did and all the roles and things that he did to the people in his life. I feel like Ghost needed to have his son shoot him because that was payback for all the shit he did. Never got.
So do you think that Ghost was a bad father? Because I don't.
That to me is a complicated question. It's not black and white to me. I don't think that Ghost was a bad father. I don't think that Ghost was a good father, though.
Yeah. I feel like in terms of financially, he was a great provider. In terms of, but that is pretty much about it. In terms you know, emotionally, he was un-fucking available.
He was trash. Yeah. And one could argue so was Tasha. That, yeah, he lived in a penthouse. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But who's to say that that just wasn't a benefactor of who Ghost was? I had shit to do. Let me tell you, when Tasha moved out and Tasha had to fend for herself, all that money wasn't there supporting Tasha.
And he shouldn't have. I wouldn't have supported her. He made sure she had a nice place. He made sure that the baby had somewhere to live. But no, I'm not paying your bills. Tasha, you need to get a job. You need to, just like he said to her, you selling drugs out of a daycare? Like, you're bugging right now. Like, you are pushing it, Tasha.
He hasn't done worse.
They was hiding it at the laundromat because Tommy was at the laundromat and it was at Truth. That's a good place to hide that because there's no children around. You understand what I'm saying? There was no drugs at the crib. They couldn't come and raid the crib and find drugs. They wouldn't have found nothing. Tariq, Tariq needs
exactly
to go to jail.
Who he was created to be
by his mother, from his father. Yeah, because the mama was a hoe. The mama cheated about 4 or 5 times. This nigga only cheated once. Like, come on, like. She cheated with the nigga at the beginning. What is his name? Right, I don't know the names. I don't know. Sean.
But that
she cheated with. Who else did she sleep with?
The attorney.
Who else did she sleep with?
They weren't even together.
I was just about to say they were separated.
She was popping them before it all, and then she started to mess with him because she had a little attitude and she was a little jealous of Angela. But I mean, listen, if she would have been there from the beginning, he wouldn't even had nothing going on with
I doubt that.
Because at the beginning, he said in the first season, like the 3rd, 4th episode, the nigga said to her, I want to get out the game. It's not safe no more. I want to be on the straight and narrow. I've been doing this my whole life. I want to do something right. I want to open up Truth. I want us to have this nightclub. Things are looking up for us. We're going to be living the same life. Like, let's get out of this. No, I didn't start messing with you to be the owner of a nightclub. I messed with you to be the biggest drug dealer that's alive. Then this nigga looking at her like, are you kidding me? What type of human being would say something like that to you? Like, what? You clearly don't love me. Because if you think that me continuously selling drugs when I'm telling you I feel like I need to get out of this because I want to do something that's better for myself, my family, and my kids. Yes. And you're telling him, no, that's not what I started messing with you for. Now this nigga's dead. Y'all done had, the cops is all in y'all business. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now Angela got popped. Like, it's just too much. It's all Tasha.
It's not on Tasha.
Tasha is so messy.
It's not on Tasha. I mean, Tasha was wrong for taking that stance, but that stance didn't force him to do all the other grimy things that he did.
Yeah, James.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
James is definitely a sleazeball too, but Tasha's definitely the first sleaze. She's definitely the first sleaze ball to me.
Totally disagree.
She's a her.
But in terms of the season finale, I actually thought it was fantastic.
I think it was good, too.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was a great way to end it. Now, there are some talks of a spinoff.
Yes, you got Power Book 2, which is going to be about Tariq. So, it's called Power Book 2 Ghost, but it's going to go on to see Tariq's life from now on and then Tasha in jail. Method Man is going to be on there, Mary J. Blige. So that's definitely a lot to look for.
Mary J. is
going to
be in there.
Yes. And Shane Johnson, who's still the prosecutor, he's still on there.
Yep, so they're still going to be there.
Really, really great. I think it may have the potential to be as good as Power, but I feel like, you know.
Yep. Then you're going to have Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. You're going to have Power Book 4 and 5.
I want them to delve into Kanan's story a little bit. I think that'll be
good. Yeah, because get to know, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we knew that, you know, Kanan helped Tommy and Ghost, you know, whatever. But, and then they set him up, well, Ghost and Tasha set him to get locked up, but we didn't know his history prior to that. So that would be nice to know.
Yeah, and then they're going to have one about Lawrence Tate's character.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and then one about Tommy.
I feel like that one's going to be boring. I don't know if I'm here for Lawrence Tate.
See, and I'm not either. I'm not here for Kanan or Lawrence Tate.
I'm not sure, but I would definitely want to see Tommy.
Yes, definitely see Tommy.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad he didn't die.
I'm glad he did.
He went through enough.
Yeah, but I thought it was coming from every... I just felt like, oh my gosh.
I was like, please don't kill Tommy.
You know what I mean? I just thought it was just going to happen.
I think that would have just ruined it. Yeah. But I'm definitely looking forward to that. So yeah, Tommy, Lawrence, Councilman Tate. But you know what? Councilman Tate's episode was actually pretty good. Yeah, I can't even lie. Fantastic. His episode, I don't want to see seasons of it, but that one episode was enough for me. I actually liked it.
Yeah.
He's a grimy nigga too. He's very grimy.
I thought the writers did a very great job.
Is it right?
The actors and actresses did a fantastic job, and it was great. It was one for the books. It's like, to me, Power is up there with Scandal, to me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
One that will go down
in history. A little bit better.
It's freaking awesome.
It's a little bit better, but yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
A little bit better. So now, since we don't gotta watch, we can't watch Power, what are new things that you guys are looking forward to seeing? Anything?
Question. I started Infidelity on Hulu with Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, how is that?
It's mad cute. Like, I mess with it. It's pretty good. It's definitely pretty good. I know Insecure is supposed to be coming back sometime soon.
Yes, Insecure is coming back.
You know what? I'm hoping it's good. Definitely, I'm not going to hold my breath.
I'm not either.
You know, I just feel like the break was way too long. I'm hoping that it's going to be good. But no, seriously, I'm on some real, like, girl, you should have built a better business plan. What the fuck are you doing? First of all, before the season ended, that last season was trash.
It was.
Yeah, that wasn't my favorite.
Like, it was not good. And then you take all, I mean, when she took a break, she broke. Like, what the fuck? And now you're coming back and we don't know, because everybody seems to be doing their own thing out in the world.
Like, everybody's doing stuff.
Is everybody going to come back? Do you understand what I'm saying? I just felt like Issa Rae. I understand she out there, quote unquote, living her best life. I get it. But I just feel like, I'm not sure. We'll see. I will tune in because I am a fan of Insecure, but I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
What else? You got anything else on your watch list? Ashley, what about you?
I'm trying to, honestly, I be watching old stuff, but there's a show. What is the name of the show?
But I know the show that you like, You?
Oh, my God. Anybody who watches You? You was an amazing.
Is crazy.
That is such a good show.
Season.
Yes, it's such a good show. Very scary, but but it's a good show. Like, I definitely love Joe, and Joe is fine too. I think Joe is fine.
Yo, it's scary when you start agreeing with some of the things he's doing. You're like, yo, what is
that's
wrong
what
with
I'm
me?
Saying? That's what I'm like.
Yes,
this is
see,
not.
No. Oh my gosh.
What is the guy with the lazy eye? What's his name? The black guy on the show that I said I want to start watching. Bumpy Johnson. What is the name? But that's his name on the show. What is it? I don't know this.
But I'm into Cherish the Day. I'm into, you know, shows about love. It's on OWN.
Mm-hmm.
Ava
Wait, we canceled over last episode. You can't watch nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what we doing? You got to pick a side. Pick a side. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call her that. No, I don't fuck with Oprah, but, you know, it's on her network. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely a beautiful show about black love. So I'm definitely tuning in.
Yes, and Godfather of Harlem is the show.
Oh, yes.
So I'm definitely going to tune into that. Forest Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm and they already got picked up for season two, so I'm about to definitely start watching that.
Yeah, but definitely want to start watching things, you know, with substance, you know?
Yeah.
Not the fluffy stuff. Tired of the, you know, quote-unquote reality TV. I want to see
that's
some
boring
fake stuff that's more real than the so-called real shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, feel you.
Right.
Crazy.
You know.
Well, that's it.
Well, that's it for the day.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yes, and we are out.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.